There is a remarkable musical event coming up at St. David's Church in Roland Park, and this will be celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. This is a concert taking place on Sunday, January the 17th, and the musical event will begin at 4:30 on that afternoon. I have in the WBJC studio St. David's Music Director, Douglas Buchanan. As always, it's lovely to welcome you back, Douglas. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much, Judith.
It seems a sadness that so long after the great I Have a Dream speech, we still need to be reminded of the necessity for that dream. And it's remarkable how this program that you're presenting actually does highlight two remarkable composers who are doing exactly that. I'd like to start with the recital before the evensong. Just tell me a little bit about that from someone who I believe wanted to start out as a rapper.
Yes, Tariq Al-Sabir is a wonderful musician. He's a former student of mine and also of Dr. Judah Adashi, who is another composer featured on the program. He's a tenor in addition to being a pianist and a composer and just an all-around wonderful person. And he'll be offering a recital that's focusing on music associated with civil rights and the civil rights movement, both in terms of spirituals as well as all the way up through, say, Nina Simone.
Tell me about his work that you're premiering.
So St. David's this year commissioned Tariq to write a set of prayers. It's a set of prayers called the Preces and Responses. They're a form of sung prayer that's used particularly in Anglican services and morning and evening prayer, where the cantor, the priest, sings an invocation and the choir responds. And these range from very simple monophonic single line chants to rather complex settings. And Tariq has really done a wonderful job ranging the gamut here. Some of his settings evoke this chant-like nature, and some of them are very lush and have almost a slight jazz tinge. But the wonderful thing that he does is it's always tied back to the text. And that comes from his background as a choral singer, as a solo singer, and his work with church music as well.
Going back to my earlier point, a sad serendipity is that the work by Judah Adashi had its first premiere on the day that Freddie Gray died. Tell me about the work that you'll be highlighting of his.
Dr. Judah Adashi is a wonderful composer and mover and shaker in the Baltimore music and new music scene, and he has a wonderful heart for civil rights and social justice. And this came out in a piece that he recently completed called Rise. It's a piece in six movements for a chamber ensemble and double choir. We're doing a sort of reduced version for piano and chamber choir. And we're doing the last two movements, which go from deep mourning in the movement called Remains towards a sense of hopefulness and of coming together in the American Dream movement, which is the last. And it's a very, very simple in the best possible way, music that just packs a very, very powerful emotional and social justice punch. And I'm really looking forward to being able to offer both these things in memory of Dr. Martin Luther King.
This is a program taking place at St. David's Church in Roland Park, 4700 Roland Avenue. On Sunday, January the 17th, the music begins at 4:30 p.m. More information is at stdavidsrolandpark.com. I've been speaking to the music director at St. David's Church, Douglas Buchanan. Thank you so much for bringing this important work to us.
Thanks so much, Judith.